Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday, and it's the first day of October already, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and then the pound sign. And of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 53 degrees today for a high for the Klamath County today. I mean, it's been 38 and 36 and really chilly in the morning, but it's fall. Ain't nothing we can do about it. Just hang on. Get ready for the winter. Let's see what we're going to look at here. This is what I was talking about yesterday, and I looked it up again. I couldn't find it. Couldn't find it on the site for some reason, but we found it. Federal judge blocks Trump's fast-track deportation policy. We're going to talk about you wiping your ass on a hula hoop. It's because here we go again. Same shit, different day. And we'll get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, if you've been watching the stupid box at all, you know there is nothing being reported except that stupid whistleblower memo or complaint. I mean, nothing. They have completely shut down all, and you start looking on the internet, and I have looked for some older stories, and stuff is fucking, it's coming off the internet. They are fucking working on removing all the fucking evidence that have been put on the internet over the last fucking 10 years, showing exactly what they are. But again, and the same game, though. You go and you look up and you look up deportation, you look up the things that are going on the southern invasion into this country. And it's the same circle jerk. They keep doing the same thing. I mean, like I said a long time ago, they used to wait years before they would try the same scam again. Now it's a matter of weeks or even, maybe a month or two, and they're doing the same goddamn thing. Yeah, we're winning at the border. Trump, has blocked fast-track deportation going, the 1996 law that supposedly makes it so they can throw them out, but just on apprehension. Anyway, here we are. Federal judge blocks Trump's fast-track deportation policy again. I mean, God, this is from Press Herald. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from dramatically expanding its powers to deport undocumented immigrants who have illegally entered the United States in the past 2 years by using a fast-track deportation process and bypassing immigration judges. In a 126-page ruling, Judge Katinja Brown Jackson of the United U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia issued a nationwide, the District of Columbia being the only place a district court could fucking supposedly be. District of Columbia issued a nationwide preliminary injunction shortly before midnight, halting enforcement of the administration's July 23rd policy widening application of the expedited removal program to undocumented immigrants located anywhere in the country who entered over the past 2 years. Previously, only migrants caught within 100 miles of the border who illegally entered within 2 weeks were subject to the deportation without access to the courts or lawyers, and the goddamn courts overruled that. They think we don't remember that? Jackson ruled that the suing immigration advocacy groups, which have no goddamn foundation to sue for fucking people from other countries in our fucking courts, even in the admiralty. That's like suing the army for fighting a war. Oh.
Well, Trump makes these goddamn, you know, he does this shit knowing that he's going to be overturned. He knows goddamn, it's just like, you know, it's all show. You've said it 1,000 times.
Well, hell yeah, but it's not just Trump. It's the whole troop. Those are a troop of fucking actors. I mean, they're the representation of the will of the international, of the corporate aristocracy in this goddamn country, which is part of the international aristocracy, which is the international corporate mafia. But you're right. I mean, we're going to do it again. Jackson ruled the suing immigration advocacy groups Make the Road New York, LUPE, that's La Union. You got to learn to speak another language if you want to report shit in this country anymore. La Union del Pueblo Estero, and we count in your country because we're here and we're fucking going to take it from you. We're likely to prevail in ongoing litigation and show irreparable harm being suffered by the members, including many illegal immigrants. Well, fuck yeah, it's going to harm you if you have to get out of my goddamn country and quit sucking off the fucking system that's being fed by the fucking few Americans left working. What's going to harm us too, though? You don't put that in fucking into consideration. It's supposed to be our country. And this fucking government, well, it ain't our government. We know it's, well, here we are with the difficulty of even talking about it again. Because it is not a fucking republic. It is a fucking corporation. An unlawful corporation. Formed unlawfully. Operated unlawfully. In every aspect, in all of the states are nothing more than fucking subcontractors. It's all industry and it's all bullshit and it's all theft. And asylum seekers who could be swept up, expelled from the country without legal recourse. I don't give a fuck. I'm the owner here. You work for me, supposedly, if we did have the republic, which we don't. And I mean, this is why the fight, this is why we're at war. They have removed the fucking republic, replaced it with a corporation, and declared us subjects to a fucking corporate entity. The court's decision to stop the expansion of this process will protect hundreds of thousands of longtime U.S. residents from being deported without a court hearing and prevents the country from becoming a show-me-your-papers regime. Fucking really? Fucking really? Is that work for the American nationals who own this son of a bitch who are not subject to your fucking corporate legislation? In fact, you are in violation of our law? How many of you people, you get pulled over, do they ever want to see your fucking papers? Well, you can't do that to a fucking foreigner who has invaded your goddamn country in violation of your fucking laws. Said Trina Realmuto, directing attorney for the American Immigration Council. Fuck you, bitch. Which argued the case alongside the American Civil Liberties Union. Both of these unregistered fucking foreign agents. They can't operate in this goddamn country. They do not have the jurisdiction to operate in this country. They might as well, you might as well call them goddamn agents of the fucking state, because that's what they fucking are. And not the state, but of the corporation. Jackson rejected the Department of Homeland Security's argument that it has the authority under the immigration law to bypass federal notice and rulemaking requirements, saying it was likely plaintiffs would be able to prove the sweeping change was arbitrary and capricious, and therefore unlawful, because DHS failed to address significant flaws in the expedited removal system. This has been law for goddamn years, since 1996, people. And just now, Trump and his buddies discovered it. You know, all the talk was during that phony-ass last election was that we're going to enforce the laws on the books. We're going to enforce. That was the law that was on the books from day one. And you went right and you fucking signed that executive order getting rid of DACA, and you started removing these son of a bitches under enforcing that law, right? There was no intent to remove these son of a bitches. And even when they talk about the ones they've captured, none are being deported. And because it ignored the impact of the expansion on settled documented non-citizens and their communities. Documented non-citizens and their communities. What the fuck does that mean? They're documented, they're non-citizens? Does that mean they got a green card? Is that what you're telling me? You're worried about some son of a bitch that's here to take an American job with a green card? You got to protect them. You're protecting industry because this is their slave labor force. And you're not going to tell them they're not going to have it. You're going to have to fucking stop them physically. The ruling comes hours after a judge in Los Angeles, U.S. District Court. Check this out. The ruling comes hours after a federal judge in Los Angeles, U.S. District Court Judge Dolly Gee, separately blocked the Trump administration from implementing new rules, vastly expanding its ability to detain migrant children with their parents for indefinite periods of time. Hey, Evan, hasn't this part of the shitty hooly hoop ran across my ass a couple of times already? Nearly 300,000 of the approximately 11 million unauthorized immigrants, or 11 million, I thought it was 22 million. Oh, wait a minute, it's 122 million. It's just the gall to fucking, I mean, to lie to you, right? To your fucking, know that they know you're lying to them. It's enraging. Unauthorized immigrants in the United States could be subject to expedited removal, according to the Nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute. The typical undocumented immigrant has lived in the United States for 15 fucking years. These son of a bitches have been breaking our laws. Well, we broke the law 15 years, so now we get to get away with it. Is that how it fucking works for you and me? According to the Pew Research Center. In announcing the policy in July, Acting Department of Homeland Security Chief Kevin McClellan said the implementation of additional measures is a necessary response to the ongoing immigration crisis. Ongoing. It is not stopping. And this is what they don't want you to even think about. That's why they got this fucking psychotic shit that they're playing out with their production crew on your television. Who gives a monk's fuck about these phone calls and shit? What we're sitting here talking about is 3 fucking years we've been sitting here, and everything that lying son of a bitch said he would do for us, he ain't done it, has he? So the Trump tards that went out and voted for that son of a bitch, he fucked you over, man. He fucking played you. He gave $3.2 trillion to his rich fucking buddies. He's taking care of the pipeline people. From other countries. Oh, and goddamn Israel. I mean, you talk about your quid pro quo. He goes over and declares as king of the world that the Gaza Strip belongs to the goddamn Israelis, and they're going to name a town after him over there. Now, what about him and Netanyahu sitting alone in the goddamn room? Has anybody ever examined the fucking phone calls between him and Netanyahu? I guarantee you not. And if they are there, they're fucking Zionists. Where they talk treason on a daily fucking basis. In fact, that's where he's getting his fucking instruction from. He's nothing but a fucking meat puppet. Implementation of additional measures is necessary response to the ongoing immigration crisis. Officials said the new strategy responds to an influx of Central American and others at the southern border. The change allows the United States government to crank up deportations despite huge backlogs in understaffed immigration courts and the high cost of prison-like immigration and customs enforcement detention centers. Why our people live in fucking tents. And it's going into winter again. Another fucking year our children living in fucking tents. Why they take such good care of these fucking invaders. Under the new policy, any immigrant apprehended in the United States would have to prove to immigration officials that they have lived inside the country continuously for the past 2 years. Why is that an okay to go ahead? Oh, I didn't get caught in 2 years. So now I get a fucking stay. So now I got right to fucking hearings and shit after I've been breaking the law for 2 years. Is that what we get? The American nationals who are being fucking oppressed under unlawful fucking legislation under the 14th fucking amendment as fucking slaves to this goddamn corporate horse shit. Or they could end up in immigration jail facing summary expulsion. And that's where they all are. All these people they're talking about taking in, all these fucking murderers, all these rapists, these fucking badass criminals. They're not getting them out of this goddamn country, people. They're holding them. And you're building the facilities and paying to feed them, paying for every fucking thing for the son of a bitches. As your own fucking people do without and go further and further down into the goddamn muck. Closer to the third world. Immigration lawyers said the unprecedented expansion effectively makes U.S. Agents both judge and prosecutor, denying immigrants due process before a judge or access to an attorney. They don't have it. They don't get it. You go down to fucking Mexico, you're a fucking foreigner. And if you ain't there legally, you go to fucking jail and you stay there until somebody can buy your ass out of there. Why isn't there no comparisons with these fucking countries that are sending this shit up to us? Why they went out of them shit countries? It ain't the land that makes them shit. It is the people that makes them shit. So you bring the shit up here and then we have shit. And that's what we are progressing towards, being a third world shithole country. Under this unlawful plan, under this unlawful plan is declared by the fucking corporate fucking mafia. Who declares it unlawful? No, under the unlawful plan. They couldn't come here. They didn't have the authority to let one motherfucker into this country without the due process guaranteed to each American national, because they were taking something from each one of us. Every fucking one that has come into this country since fucking the War of 1812 has been a fucking violation of the fucking Bill of Rights, and they know it. Immigrants who have lived here for years would be deported with less due process than people get in traffic court. Whoa, really? We've had a couple people come up and talk about their experiences with traffic court. Maybe you walk in and they tell you how much to pay and then you fucking get kicked out the fucking door. I mean, you're treated like you're a fucking piece of dirt, but you have goddamn rights. These are all violations of your law. They're not protected by your law. They are foreigners from another country. They have come here in violation of your law. And they don't get a goddamn hearing on. Did you cross that fucking border without a fucking visa or a fucking passport? Did you do it? Yes. Well, then fuck out. Get out of here. No, there ain't no wells about it. Get the fuck out of here. It's like walking in your fucking house. Do you have a warrant? Well, no, I have no warrant. I'm just gonna come in and live in your house. No, you're not. Oh, yes, I can. You got to give me due process. You have to throw me out of your fucking house. You want to bet? We'll give you the kind of due process we've been fucking getting. Said ACLU Immigrants' Rights Project Director Omar Jadwat. McClellan in a federal notice wrote that the new rule will, quote, reduce incentives for migrants to enter the United States and swiftly move away from the border to avoid a faster deportation. They're scared. It's like fucking rats, man. Crawling, trying to get wind into your goddamn fucking shit, man. To steal from you. To take so your children can go fucking hungry. So you can be the, you built the first world. Your parents, your grandparents, back to your great-great-great-great-great-grandfathers worked their fucking ass off so that you would have a fucking place. While their fucking great-great-great-great-grandparents were fucking acquiesced to goddamn slavery. Wouldn't fight for their fucking freedom. Better to come up here and fucking take what you've built than to work and make it your fucking self. Like the old fuckers coming up here and getting goddamn Social Security. Never paid in a fucking nickel. Oh, they're of age. They get the fucking Social Security. What, they're here illegal? Oh, that don't matter. I don't. Why in the fuck did I pay that in? For them? Well, that's right. There was a gun to my head. Federal officials said they could make exceptions for people with serious medical conditions or, quote, substantial connections to the United States. That must be the Chinese. And they said deportation is not necessarily immediate. And it ain't, because it ain't happening. They're deporting no one. The ones they're catching, we're holding, and we're paying to hold them. We'll pay to hold them until this whole fucking thing washes, and we have this fucking, we either fucking step up and kick these motherfuckers out, or we fucking get down on our knees and take our bullet. Officials said they have safeguards in place for migrants who might be U.S. citizens or legal residents. Asylum officers will interview immigrants who fear returning to their home countries to determine whether they qualify for asylum or another form of protection. I wonder when they start to try these gun fucking confiscation and all hell breaks loose here. Where are they going to go then? Up to Canada? Are you going to go up to Canada to get out of this fucking, the most violent fucking place? It will be the most violent place on this planet ever. When this shit breaks loose. So they must be here for another reason. And they potentially could refer them to full deportation proceedings. Full deportation proceedings is, do you have a fucking visa to cross into? Because this is what it'd be down in Mexico. Do you have a visa to be into this goddamn country? You don't? Your ass is in jail. And fucking, I'm telling you, you're chained to it and you're beat every fucking day. You can send pictures of your beaten ass home to your fucking relatives until they can come up with a few $1,000 or whatever we decide to fucking pay us so we'll turn you loose. That's your fucking justice in Mexico. Unaccompanied minors from non-neighboring countries are not eligible for speedy deportations under federal law. Why? Is it a goddamn, did they have a visa? See, this fucking country, I mean, with the goddamn murdering of our people, I read an article yesterday, it said 30,000, children I can't remember, the past 10 years, 30,000 children under 10 have been fucking arrested in this sick fucking country. This is the most maniacal fucking hellhole on fucking earth. But if you're coming here, see, they're going to pat you on the head. They're going to give you a $15 job because they got to get rid of the only fucking ones that can stop them. They got to get rid of the only fucking threat to their new world order. And that is the American nationals who will fucking fight them. You're going to get a fight. You're going to get fucking wiped out and killed. And then we're coming after you internationally. We're going to go to the other countries with our fucking nuclear fucking bombs. And we're going to tell you fucking turn those cocksuckers over. You turn them over to us or we'll nuke you. This shit is going to stop. There's going to be peace on this earth in spite of these motherfuckers. The U.S. government invoked its authority to fast-track deportation of undocumented immigrants who arrived by sea in 2002 after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks in New York and Washington. You mean that phony-ass false flag that has been... Goddamn, somebody fucking, what was it, the other day in a comment or something? Somebody said, Bill Aid proved Building 7 was demolished. Well, it was the terrorists that came in and wired it. Can you see that? That was where the CIA kept records. Can you see the terrorists just showing up and sneakily bringing in the fucking the C4 and the fucking the thermite and whatever was necessary to take down. You know it takes a wire a fucking building to come down in its own tracks? It's an art. Can you see that, people? How fucking stupid would you have to be to make a statement like that? Attacks in New York and Washington. President George W. Bush expanded the program in 2004 to apply to undocumented immigrants, however they entered the country. Caught within 14 days, within 100 miles of the border. Why? 14 days? You're fucking, what, after that, you make the 14 days, and you get 100 miles past the border, and fuck, you're just here, and that's it, and that's all, well, you beat it. Yeah, come take up a quarter. Hey, you might as well just go ahead and just run that American right out of their fucking house. And see, this is the fucking hordes that are here that are driving it up to the point to a fucking blue-collar worker cannot afford a fucking place to live. If you can, you can barely fucking afford it and barely afford enough food to keep you eating. And all you do is sleep, work, and eat. And oh, you got a day off? Fuck, you want to get replaced by a fucking spick or a fucking chink? The Bush administration said issuing removal orders deters migrants from trying to re-enter the United States because it makes it easier to charge them with criminally if they are caught again. This whole thing, all this shit right here. I mean, fuck you, Bush. You make it 100 miles in? What the kind of fucking make it 100 miles into Mexico and stay there for a fucking month and let them catch you and see how you're treated. See if they've enforced their fucking laws. Expedited deportation soared from about 50,000 immigrants in 2004 to 193,000 in 2013, about 44% of the total number of people deported last year, according to American Immigration Council. And it wasn't that many months ago we were reading, they haven't deported anybody. That's a fucking lie. They're not even throwing the murderers out. They're putting them back out on your fucking streets. Or else just straight across the border where they can walk right into San Diego or one of the fucking sanctuary cities that fucking harbor fucking fugitives. And they are harboring fugitives. But you would think that if there was any law in this goddamn country, they would be arrested for harboring fugitives. Just like the communists out in your goddamn streets telling you they're, excuse me, perpetrating a communist revolution in your country. You would think that there would be somebody there to arrest him. He got 10 zillion fucking goddamn cops. You know, these motherfuckers.
They walk right into California, Henry. California is an island upon it, you know, within itself. They don't give a shit about the Bill of Rights.
You know that one guy that got the gun out of the trash can and claims that he just misfired and he shot that woman on that dock? You know that son of a bitch, they fucking just fucking released him of even his charges of fucking being here. That cocksucker's right here right now, and he's fucking living her up. I guarantee you're paying for his fucking freight right now. So it's just how much are you going to take? How much of this shit will they shove down our throat, people? I'll tell you exactly how much. How much will you take? And I mean, goddammit, there ain't gonna tell me, nobody tell me there ain't people out there who are not on the fucking radar who could be doing something about this. You're waiting for somebody to fucking go out. You're waiting for me to go out. If I could fucking do it, if it just me that had to fucking die, I'd go down the street there and die to stop this shit. It'd already been done. But that's what you're waiting for. You're waiting for somebody with some fucking balls, then you guys can all talk about how they killed that guy. Just like with the fucking Branch Davidians. We can all sit around and talk how they killed those little children. We can talk about how they killed Sammy Weaver and Vicky Weaver. We can talk about how they killed Bill Cooper. We can talk about it. And say, oh boy, you do nothing, son of a bitches. Cowards. They were doing this 50,000 lying son of a bitch. Any fucking number they throw up, I spit on. Since 2017, the immigration court caseload has spiked more than 900,000 cases. That's almost a million fucking people. And ICE has more than 50,000 migrants in custody each day. A record. Then custody each 50,000 still each day. They're not going nowhere. They're staying here. You got it? They're going to take everything you got and put your fucking ass in a hole in the ground. And you're going to fucking deserve it. Because you have more than the fucking means to stop this shit. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Take your brain. It's time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me. Remember me. Because I'm the one made you see. Remember.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Oh, people, why don't you come in here and let me talk to you a while? That's right, step right up and listen to a concerned citizen speak his piece. I tell you a little something that my daddy told me. The basic fundamentals if you want to be free. Cause son, there's something wrong internally. So if you want some freedom, son, don't want your country to be overrun. You got to keep America number one. My daddy told me, son, what they're trying to do, son. Don't let them take your gun. They're taking your Bill of Rights away from you. My daddy said, son, don't let them take your gun. That's what they're trying to do, son. Don't let them take your gun. Don't let them take your gun away from you.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:38 Pacific time in the Grand Funk Railroad, but don't let them take your fucking guns. But will ya? Will ya? You just don't let them fucking rust. I wanted to finish the end of that fucking article. That was it. Here it is. Jackson noted that DHS implemented its new, quote, this is in quote, new designation policy about 2.5 years after Trump signed an executive order to expand expedited removals to the fullest extent possible. What was an executive order necessary for if you already had the law on the books in 1996? See, this is the game they've been fucking playing with us. Shortly after his swearing in, without ever issuing a proposed rule or notice or soliciting public comment. So when have we ever, has there ever been public comment on a fucking executive order to begin with? And in the second place, there was no executive order necessary. The law was on the fucking books. And he said he was going to, oh, that was another thing he said, wasn't it? He was going to fucking enforce the law. The Trump administration argued its new program is exempt from Administrative Procedures Act. Administrative Procedures Act. Wow, that's what they've been using on us people. Admit they did an act in this, when they formed their corporation, and it's you get administrative hearings, you don't get fucking court, lawful courts to fucking litigate your fucking life in. You know, they do it for you administrative because they're your administrators because you're their fucking subjects. Public comment requirements, and that DHS sought comments on the change when announcing its launch. It said the policy would take effect September 1st, but told the court it has not been applied yet, and it will not fucking be applied. The application of anything against these bastards will be by us or not at all. You better get that through your head. And you're going to apply it, I mean, well, I guess when they bust through your door, you will find out if you got the fucking balls to apply it, because that's how far you've let it come to your door. We have letting it come to our door. That is the fucking stupidest, biggest fucking, any fucking moron should know better. Excuse me. Now let's go to this one. So, because I still feel that hula hoop in my ass. U.S. officials say Syrian al-Qaeda poses a growing threat to the West. What? What did I just fucking say? Officials? U.S. officials? Oh, we're getting out of Syria. We're moving everybody out of there. We beat the ISIS, 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 all the 50 fucking names. U.S. officials say Syrian al-Qaeda poses a growing threat to the West. This is from Anti-War. When Syria-based ISIS virtually, which was al-Qaeda, remember that. They told you they morphed into ISIS. Remember that? Remember that? When Syrian-based ISIS virtually non-existent, U.S. officials, with Syrian-based ISIS virtually non-existent, U.S. officials are looking for a new enemy to justify the continued military presence there. The focus seems to be falling on al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate, which officially are claiming poses a threat of launching attacks against the West, in the West. The U.S. policy on Syrian al-Qaeda has been very complicated over the years. Yes, it certainly has. I've watched the complication, with U.S. support for rebels often boiling down to U.S. arming of al-Qaeda forces, like they did in Iraq. They built a whole fucking army and left it there, and as soon as they pulled out, they fucking threw off their goddamn camels, threw on their black fucking duds, and fucking they were fucking ISIS, remember? But I mean, right here, they're telling you. There are people doing time in prison for sending money overseas because they supposedly were supporting these bastards. But here's the U.S. government taking your fucking money at gunpoint. Rebels often boiling down to U.S. arming of al-Qaeda forces. The U.S. has also tended to be deeply critical of Russia and Syria Syrian government attacks on al-Qaeda in northern Syria, even as they now argue the group poses a threat. We got to keep, how can you keep a continuous war continually going? You have to continually keep lying. You keep, have to keep doing this fucking hula hoop thing, rolling it around and around with the same fucking shit getting thicker every time it comes past. And while U.S. criticism of Russia and Syrian offenses in El Dilb, I can't even say it, has been as recent as the past couple of weeks, those same U.S. officials are also accusing Russia of inadvertently protecting al-Qaeda from U.S. airstrikes simply by being present in the northern Syria. How, I mean, God almighty, people, how fucking retarded would you have to be to accept this shit that I'm reading? And not just, I mean, it's like the people that come up and tell me, like Katie comes up and talks about it. How can you fucking know this and fucking not know how corrupt and that this is all a fucking lie? It's always been a lie. And how many people have lost their arms, their legs? How many fucking people are, I mean, in this country, you see them everywhere. Over a lie. That began with a lie. And then they're still lying and changed the lie from, I mean, it's like on goddamn Orwell's 1984. We're at war with East Asia. We're friends with West Asia. We've always been at war with East Asia. A week later, we're at war with West Asia. We've always been at war with West Asia. East Asia's our friend. I mean, that's right out of the goddamn book. This is a dishonest claim, as in practice, the United States has launched airstrikes in the past of Syria. In this part of Syria, facing Russian resistance, and Russia and Syria have also launched airstrikes of their own against these same al-Qaeda factions. This is no sign, there is no sign of any of them having problems attacking al-Qaeda, nor that al-Qaeda is in any way benefiting from the split. It's all a fucking game. It's the industry. That's why our people are living in tents. That's where all the fucking wealth of this nation is going, into the industrial war. It's been since that fucker Reagan, the hawk. You know, he's a war hawk. So the people fucking, I mean, this is old as Methuselah. The people starve while they have their phony fucking wars to fill their coffers with gold for the people that fucking make the implements of war. If you've been watching the stupid box, you've seen the people over in Hong Kong. They're finding out what real communism is now, aren't they? See, they wanted a democracy, just like we got here, a democracy, a republic democracy. What did you say, Pelosi? Did you say republic, you dumb bitch? You can't have a republic in a goddamn corporation. They're polar opposites. Hong Kong protesters shot in chest during National Day of demonstrations, and I watched a bit of this on the stupid box. And look at how they start this out. You know, the communists are supposed to be the bad fucking guys. We've said that. I mean, we did fight a war in World War II, but we actually preserved international communism, didn't we? And 50,000 killed in Vietnam and 30,000 in Korea. That was to stop the spread of this international nasty, rotten fucking communism. Those dirty, rotten, low-down, fucking bastard, no-good sons of bitches. An illegal march in Hong Kong. Who says it's illegal? Why? Oh, it's the Chinese government saying that it's illegal. And so we're going to say it's illegal because we're all international communists now. In Hong Kong, held on Tuesday to coincide with the 70th anniversary of Communist Party rule in China, had mostly petered out by the late afternoon as the bulk of protesters left the starting point near Sogo, the SCMP reports. Still, as has become a pattern in recent weeks, a small but dedicated group of protesters clashed with police, hurling Molotov cocktails. There was 10,000 of them, son of a bitches, in the streets. This is, I mean, why are they padding this for the fucking Chinese? The Chinese who are fucking our blood fucking enemies. They're the blood fucking enemies of our law, of our freedom, and our liberty. That's what these fucking Hong Kong people, I mean, they were still supposed to stay under the, well, they were under monarchical rule before that because it belonged to goddamn Britain, who turned it over to the fucking Chinese as a part of this plan to build China up to be the next fucking threat to us for a world war. But the people where they were guaranteed they'd get to keep their system of law, their socialism that they were living under. And now they're taking it. Now they want to take them to fucking China. If you're a dissident in goddamn Hong Kong and you're talk out against the government, they want to take them over to China. That's what this is all about, passing laws. They're going to China to be, well, we're going to give you your justice over there. And somebody's going to get your body parts. And at least the people of Hong Kong, I mean, the poor son of a bitches are disarmed. You need to get on there and watch it just for a while. Watch out what happens to disarmed people. And then look at that. They're having their mighty fucking Chinese parade with these goddamn huge missiles. They're fucking this massive military that we have fucking given them. That the traitors in this country, the international corporate mafia, has given them the fucking means to build. To be our next threat. Just like before, you know, the war in the South Pacific with fucking Japan for 10 years before that war started. How did they didn't have the resource? They actually fucking went to war with us over fucking fuel because they didn't have fuel. They were fighting in China. They were fighting the Chinese, but we cut off the goddamn fuel. Why would we do that? We even sent Marines to China to help them. Marines in China to help the dirty communist son of a bitches. But we also sent all of our scrap iron to Japan. That's how they built their fucking war machine that was used to kill our fucking people. And it's the same here. China was nothing. China was nothing until they started going over there. They had slave labor, though. You see, in these international states, we're not people. We're goddamn creatures out there. And there's a way to make some goddamn fucking shekels off of our deaths and off our destruction. Man, they're on it. They don't want to destroy property. They want to kill people, starve them to death. And then if somebody does step up and become a fucking threat to the program, bomb them back into the third world because they had yellow cake uranium. No, they didn't. Still, it has become a pattern. In recent weeks, a small but dedicated group of protesters clashed with police, hurling Molotov cocktails and coming to physical blows. Yeah, they got pipes and sticks and Molotov cocktails. And the other son of a bitches have got, they got them assault rifles with them 30-round clips in them and those 75-round drums in them. And they've started shooting them. That's become, and it's going to keep on escalating this until you watch that China. That's what they don't want to do, but that's what they want to do. That Chinese premier, he wants to go in there with, he's got his army setting, they right there. And go right in there and smash those motherfuckers into compliance. And that's what they would try to do here, these communist pricks like that bitch up in Colorado. Oh, well, I'm going to implement communism. Are you really? Are you fucking really? Yeah, well, first I need you to hand in all of your fucking guns so that you can't fucking resist like the people in Hong Kong. All the people, I mean, and see, that's a leaderless resistance. That's why they're having such a hard time with it. That's why, because it ain't just a group of people that's, you know, put together a fucking resistance. The whole goddamn population saying, fuck you, and they're going, and with nothing. They are putting up more of a resistance than we ever thought about putting up. And we're having the same shit implemented on us. Communism. But for the first time since the protest started 4 months ago, a protester was shot by Hong Kong police officer on Tuesday. And you watch what I'm telling you, people. That's what I mean. I see that Chinese premier when he's up there, you know, looking over those missiles going by and the tons and tons of fucking soldiers that they have fucking trained to come here and kill our fucking people. They're the ones. They're the blue helmet motherfuckers we're going to be dealing with. Make no mistake about it. He's sitting there and if the people of Hong Kong, they're not going to back off. They know it. They understand what communism is, even if the fucking retards in this goddamn country can't. Oh, it's just a wonderful thing. It's bliss. You're going to get a taste of your bliss, every fucking one of you. You're going to get a feel what communism is, because that's where we're sending your fucking asses, the ones that don't hang. You can go live in communist China.
They're already here, man. They're just waiting for the green light.
Goddamn right they're already here. They're just like it's just like the goddamn people from the fucking South. They're already deep in our interior. Hell, they fucking let them set up banks in this country, people. Do you understand what that fucking means? That means they're coming here to take over. Can you kowtow? Maybe if you can't fucking get out and practice with that gun, you could work on your kowtowing. Because that's what you're going to be doing. If you want to fucking live for your fucking fish head and your bowl of rice a day. Like after you slave for fucking 14, 15 fucking hours. And as an 8-year-old child.
Yeah, I mean, there's an example. There's an article on your site right now that's software employees that are Indian descent are now complaining that the Korean employees that they're complaining that too many Indians are coming in and getting the jobs. I mean, what does that mean?
Hey, exactly. Hey, fucking, it's come to that point. That's how fucking overrun we fucking are, people. They're now complaining about each other because the guy, like he said, I think they were what the hell were they? They were one of the Asian countries. But Laura read a little bit of it to me when she was putting it up. And they're complaining. Well, they'll start some unions. We'll start some communist unions here. People, I'm telling you, man, you better be practicing every fucking day, and you better be ready to do this shit, and you better be second men, because they know what they've done. This is an outrage. This is enough until they fucking kill every goddamn one of them, and they know it. So when they make their fucking play, they're going to try, and the only chance that they have for any kind of success, even in the beginning, is fucking just to come fast and be brutal. As brutal as they can fucking be, so you better be more brutal, and you better be faster. That way, fucking seconds are going to count, and you better have that in your head. Your fucking house around you? I mean, just don't just have it so, oh yeah, my door's locked. You better have fucking taken measures. You better have looked at where your weaknesses is, no matter where you're at, and you better have fucking thought of how you're going to deal with the fucking, with that when you got seconds to think. If you've already done your thinking, you're going to do a whole lot better job. And if you've been working with your fucking weapon, and your fucking weapon is one with you, you're going to do a very good fucking job. And when they come at us with their fucking terror, we'll give them fucking terror right back in their fucking face. We'll fucking wipe them out. And once that fucking terror is dismissed and the people are in the field, then you'll see the people start having a little courage, maybe, to where they'll stand up and actually fucking fight. Not to say there aren't people out there doing it, but at this point in the ball game, with what we're talking about today, this fucking we're years late. How about that? They have infiltrated deep into the United States, and a lot more of our people are going to have to die to get the cocksuckers out of here. And that's what burns my ass. The people who were compliant because they had something to lose. Because they held property, and they didn't want to risk their property. It's just like the first war. You know, the uprising that was hijacked and turned into a revolution. They were arguing. I mean, there was big arguments at those colonial conventions. No, we're going to go on the side of the king, and we don't want to do it. I mean, with all the money, and it was all merchants. If the merchant's fucking, his fucking mammon is more important than your fucking liberty. Make no mistake about that. And when you run across these son of a bitches whose mammon is more important than your liberty, you put a fucking bullet in their head. You try them and fucking hang them in the fucking town square and say, this is, your mammon is not worth more than my life. The people back then, like I said yesterday, they placed fucking liberty and freedom above their lives. And these bastards put their fucking mammon above your freedom and liberty. If there's just a way we could do it where I could keep all that I've got by cooperating with this fucking horseshit.
Henry,
oh, there's got to be a way. Go ahead, Katie.
Yeah, without freedom and liberty, you have no life.
Hell no, you don't. But in this system, with this corporate system, the more money you got, the concepts of freedom and liberty are a commodity that you can purchase to a certain degree. And, of course, you have to join the fucking secret societies. You have to become a fucking pedophile. I mean, but
yeah.
You can have goodies, and you can even, well, I don't know how you can find pleasure in anything if you're a fucking pedophile. But you can partake of the fucking best that there is out there, and that by being a traitor, and there's plenty of fucking people that have done it. And that's why we've had such a hard time getting this. This is why they've made the advances they've made. Because that, instead of talking about that freedom and liberty, that's all we got to talk about. And then Bill of Rights and that common law that protects it. That's all we should have been talking about for fucking 20 fucking years now. And now it's just now to come to push, just come to shove. And they're going to take mine too. But then that's when they're going to become real patriots. When they see that they're going to lose, they think they're going to get to keep all their shit because they step in at the last minute. You better think again, you son of a bitch, because we're going to go back and we're going to see who participated in this all the way down the fucking line right to the last minute. You're going to be like those goddamn so-called founding fathers. You're going to see it can't be stopped. Well, I better join it, and then we'll be the leaders, and we'll come out, and we'll have the land, and we'll be the... That's what these son of a bitches think. You're going to fucking die is what's going to happen to you. You fucking traitors. Each and every fucking one of you. You're not going to come out of this. You're not going to come out of this like the bastards did back in 1779 or 1789 or whenever that fucking war ended. You're not going to come out like they did. You're not going to come out being the king's men who were oppressing the people that made them uprise against the system. You're not going to come out being the new fucking aristocracy. There's going to be no aristocracy. The aristocracy is going to be destroyed, and everything they have is going to be taken and turned over to the fucking people it belongs to, the American nationals, who have been feed from for fucking, well, since the fucking ink was drying on the fucking Bill of Rights. We've made it to the top. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, you better be thinking this is going to happen. And you better fucking be getting ready for it. You better be looking for where your weaknesses are. You better be making fucking plans. And that is the word from the trenches.
Spread the news, dude.